Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. Let's talk about the septic system.
Yeah, we had this house was built in 1957, and the septic tank field failed after about 35 years. And we had two options. We had the one man wanted to add on to the put an electric pump in and pump the water on the high side, because you'd have to have an electric pump, you know, because it's going uphill.
Yes.
And we didn't choose that option. We choose to add on to the low side. And apparently the man didn't put the field in deep enough, because we've had to have it pumped out every couple of years. And there's only a couple people that live here, you know, and because it's we've been having problems with it. And he said that the field wasn't put in deep enough and the level isn't right in the septic tank. And now I'm wondering if we can reuse that old field, or what do we have to do, and how to get somebody that's competent to do that job, you know, to...
Okay, what I would do is... The leading authorities on septic systems are just about 200 miles or less away from us. It's over in West Virginia. It's called the National Small Flows Clearinghouse. And these guys are at West Virginia University, and they just rule. I mean, they are the mavens about septic systems. And they have just so many different proven septic type systems that'll work anywhere, and that's the first place I would start. So go to the small. I actually have it on my website. Can you get on the web?
My sister can.
Okay, well go to my website, askthebuilder.com, and just type in septic into my search engine, and you're going to get a bunch of results back, maybe 15 different columns, and I would read all of them, because in several of my columns I tell you exactly how to get a hold of the Small Flows Clearinghouse, all right? And they have got a bunch of technical bulletins that they will send you for free, and they will show you all the different alternatives you have. And what you need to do, basically, is, I feel, is kind of engineer the system yourself, get a completely good understanding of what it's got to be, and then you're going to design your own specifications. You know, you're going to say, look, this is the way we're going to do it. Because I'll tell you right now, I'd be willing to bet $100 that 9 out of 10 guys here in town that install septic systems have never heard of the Small Flows Clearinghouse, you know, which scares me. Yeah, that troubles me. Okay, so you're going to become the expert, and you're going to tell them exactly what they're going to do, and you're going to supervise it. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so, but as far as using your existing one, those things don't clean themselves. In other words, if that old leach field got ruined because the septic system wasn't getting pumped out regularly, and that's generally the reason why they fail. In other words, those leach fields should work perfectly for 50 or 100 years if you keep the tank itself pumped regularly. And you don't abuse the septic system, you know, because there's a lot of things you're not supposed to put down it. And I'm not saying you did abuse it. I'm just saying there's a possibility Were you the original owner of the septic system?
No, we moved in 1984. The house was built in 1957.
Yeah, I think that what probably happened is that the septic system was abused or wasn't serviced regularly in its previous life, in the previous owner. But if you do everything right, those things, they just last and last and last, especially if they're installed correctly, you know, the original leach field. And I'm telling you, wait till you see the drawings and the plans and everything that Small Flows Clearinghouse has. And it's all free. That's the best part. It's all done through government grants. You know, because what it is, they've become the authority, because there are literally millions and millions and millions of people all across America that rely on septic systems. You know, it's proven technology.
How often should you have a system pump that's like 1,000 gallons for?
Oh man, I'd be doing that every 18 months. You know, every 18 months, and here's why. What's it cost to get it pumped? $150?
Well, I think it's maybe a couple hundred now.
Okay, a couple hundred dollars. What do you think it's going to cost you to redo this system?
Thousands.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Right. So if over 10 years, you spend $1,000 to get it pumped. Are you ahead? Heck yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I would do.
Okay.
So, yeah, the answer is you can't reuse your existing leach field. You're going to just start over and put another one in.
Okay. Do you have to dig all that old gravel out? Or?
I don't think so, no. I don't think you will. I just think you're going to have to just kind of re-engineer a new field if you've got enough space on your lot and just maybe relocate it, maybe move it over to the left or the right or something.
You can't use it in the same place it was?
Well, you might be able to. I mean, you'll just see what the small flows clearing a house has to say, and once you get that information, if you've got any questions, let me know. I mean, my problem is I would need to see photographs of your lot and see how the current one's laid out. I'm at a real disadvantage because I don't know exactly what the constraints of your property are.